This is track 8, Visualization for the Month of November 2018 by Elizabeth on ACM. This month's visualization is called Gifts from a Master Magician. While it is cosmic law or truth that you have available to you what you need to fulfill that which your soul intended for this incarnation, as well as to support you during the challenging times, it is only too easy to either not recognize those or to not even know where to look for them. Scorpio energy is ideal for uncovering or discovering these cosmic gifts that are meant to be yours. And that is what this month's visualization is designed to help you do. Discover what you were bestowed with and have available to you to walk your path in this lifetime. And so let us begin. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and say, I am a being of light. Relax and say again, I am a being of light. Allow yourself to own this, for it is indeed true. You are a being of light. As you breathe in again, give yourself permission to receive greater light during this meditation. Continue to relax and just breathe the light in deeper into every corner of your body. You now begin to notice that you feel calmer, as any worry, anxiety, or tension you were feeling melts away and then simply disappears as you continue to gently breathe. You now see that you are in a beautiful forest. It is such a peaceful and inviting place. You are filled with a serenity that immediately calms you, washing away any worries you may have had. You stop to take a moment to just enjoy this place. And as you do, these feelings descend to you at yet a deeper level. You now notice a path bathed in a soft light before you and feel compelled to continue traveling along it, for you are very curious as to where it will take you. And so you slowly take your first steps in anticipation of what you may find. As you continue along the path, the light suddenly changes, somehow taking on an etheric glow, making everything look quite surreal, as though it exists in another realm, and you begin to wonder if that is so, and where you are and why you are here. You now notice a brilliant glow ahead, strange as it wasn't there just a moment ago. As you approach, you see that it is oval in shape and that the light emanating from it is gold and silver and bronze. It is so bright you shield your eyes, though you find it almost impossible to look away. It is simply breathtaking. You take a few steps, for you sense that you are being beckoned to do so. And then, as you get closer, a figure slowly begins to emerge from this radiant oval of light. You somehow know that you have encountered an otherworldly and truly magnificent being. You can't help but inquire, "Who are you?" He replies, "Welcome. I am a magus, a magician of the great white light. I have come from a realm of light higher than this one, as there are indeed many realms of light. It is an honor to be here with you, a light bearer, for you carry an aspect of the great light on the planet at this most critical time. This could not be so if you had not agreed prior to this incarnation to hold this light, for it is too great a task to be born unconsenting. For indeed, this is a significant task, and we of the realms of light are most grateful to you and all light bearers, for it gives us a way to anchor light deeper into this realm. As he gives you a moment to take this in, you are deeply moved, both by what he is saying and by his very presence. He then continues, I am here at this time for a very special purpose, to awaken you further to the special skills, abilities, and resources you have available to you, yet may have forgotten or not even known that you possess. These will help you at this time and in just the ways you need. He continues, these gifts were yours even before you incarnated, for you earned them in previous lifetimes. Throughout your life, you've become aware of some of them in different ways and at different times. These may appear in many forms, such as support from others, or the unexpected coming forth of certain abilities and talents or ideas, or perhaps as the exact resource that you need just when you need it. However, it is not uncommon for light bearers to become blind to their unique offerings and the support the universe seeks to give you. And so there are times that we, the beings of light from the higher planes, intervene to help you recognize them. Now is such a time. A time for you to know and claim what is yours only. For you are ready to move forward in your journey towards furthering your soul work and purpose. And because of the critical juncture, your planet Earth is at. Perhaps you have even prayed and asked for such support spiritually, mentally, emotionally, or physically. Is that not so? It does occur to you that you have wished and prayed for help in more than one way. He now asks, and so, are you ready to begin? With great eagerness, you reply that you are. He then pulls from his robe his wand, which he raises to heaven, and pointing his hand to earth, the magician calls upon the powers of the light, speaking in an ancient language you do not understand yet is strangely familiar. You are fascinated and in awe at what you see before you. And then on the ground, between the two of you, a beautiful piece of black velvet appears with four items on it: a wand, a sword, a cup, and a pinnacle that looks like a gold coin. You ask him what they each represent, and so he explains. The wand represents your passions of the highest nature, those that motivate and inspire you beyond all other things. This is closely related to your purpose and calling this lifetime. The sword represents your ideas and thoughts and imagination, and is where your brilliance and clarity and deep inner knowing are to be found. The cup represents those things that are ready to come to you now that will give you a sense of fulfillment. It does require a vessel to hold them and is that which holds your joy and your contentment. Know that you are this vessel. The pinnacle represents things of a material nature that you need to live in this physical realm. It also helps you to discover where and how to feel safe and at home on this planet. You ponder what he has said and find that you're very excited about what is about to unfold. And he then says, you can choose which you are ready to receive at this time. You knew almost instantly, as he spoke of them, which one represents the gift you wish to seek, to own, to possess at this time. You tell him which one of those you want, just as he is reaching for it, as though he knew which you would choose. He lifts up the rod or the cup or the sword or the pinnacle, as you have chosen, before you, and as he touches it, it begins to emanate a golden light that fills the space between you. You almost instantly are surrounded and begin to feel the radiance of this light. This moment seems to exist outside of time. Your eyes are closed so that you can take all this in. Everything is so very still and quiet, and now in this sacred silence and space, you see in your mind's eye what your gift is. And as you open your eyes, you see that this precious gift has appeared before you on the black velvet cloth. Is it a gift from the wand, sword, cup, or pinnacle? That is for each of you to experience personally. But surely, one of them is now before you, ready to come into your life, just as the magus said. The magician then says, "Before I take my leave, I have three things to impart to you. First, in order to fully embrace this gift, you may need to let go of something that is hindering its coming to you, and it is very likely that you know just what this is. Are you ready and willing to do that? If so, this is something I can assist you with in your sleep state in the days and nights to come. Secondly, you may call upon me anytime to discover the gifts that are waiting to come through the other three items. Lastly, know that because you are a light bearer, you are watched over by me, as well as by many other great beings of the light, and so you are never alone." The glow softens, and then, in what seems the blink of an eye, he is gone, and you say softly, "Thank you, for you are so grateful." And you know you will visit here again to receive your other gifts, and just when the time is right.